السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذرية محمد وعلى أصحاب محمد وعلى من تبع هداه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين، آمين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness. He has sent His messengers to guide the humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final and the seal of all of His prophets and His messengers. May Allah send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet, to the souls of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. I chose my khutbah today, my brothers and sisters in Islam, about public service from an Islamic perspective, particularly with its goal of benefiting people and handling their affairs and their interests with care. It is natural for human beings to compete to get what they need of wealth, power, and prestige, or any other source or sources that would help them take care of themselves and their families. It is recognized, it is accepted, as long as it is legal, as long as it's not opposed to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and what His messengers taught us. And that's an honorable competition among people. But competition can become destructive if people use illegal means, immoral means, such as bribery, conspiracy tricks, blackmailing, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call corruption, fasad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا يحب الفساد. Allah doesn't like corruption. He likes us to do our business, compete for the best in this dunya and in the hereafter, using legal means, acceptable means, and particularly following his teachings to us. Another form of corruption is the corruption of people who occupy powerful positions in society. Starting from the top, presidents and kings, prime ministers, or anybody else who has power over people. Could be a manager, could be a business owner, could be a father or a mother. They have power over their children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be just and fair and not to do things while doing corrupt deeds. So all what we do, even in our homes, you cannot just exploit your position of power as an adult against children and you abuse that. It's power, really. And the same thing management in businesses, and the same thing a mayor of a city or a governor of a state or even a president or king of a nation. The objective is the same, actually. Whether as individuals we seek for accumulation of wealth, gaining power, enjoying prestige, status, reputation. We compete for that. As long as it is legal, it is acceptable, it's fine. But using illegal means, unacceptable means, no, it's not fine. It's corruption, it's facade. Actually, as you are following the media all over the world, people are getting out to the streets, protesting in civil disobedience and sometimes civil wars against their rulers because of this very fact that they perceive people in power as illegitimate because they are corrupt. They accumulate wealth for themselves, for their cronies, for their friends, for their families. They stay in power and they want to keep power only to get benefits to themselves, forgetting that they are in power to serve. Actually, people should run away from service if they are true believers, unless they are forced, really, to do it. It's responsibility. It's a huge responsibility. So what is the Islamic perspective towards the concept of corruption, fasad? First, so many ayats in the Holy Quran actually tell us to compete. It's good to compete. This is how really society progresses. This is how we achieve things in life, by competition. And like they say in business, competition leads to better equality and lower prices, which is good for society. And it applies to all levels of responsibility. In Surah Al-Mutaffifin, this is chapter 83 of the Holy Quran, verses 25 and 26, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the people of Jannah, paradise. Inshallah, all of you will be there, بإذن الله تعالى. And he says, they will be given a drink, pure wine, which was sealed, the last of its mosque. So for this, let competitors compete. He just summarizing this scene in Jannah, and it's na'im, it's so many blessings, and he said, to get there, compete. He's telling us to compete, doing the best deeds we can in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teachings of the Prophet alayhi salam. Compete. It's open in order to get there. In Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57 of the Holy Quran, verse 21, يقول الله عز وجل سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض. Race, Allah is telling us, race. Please compete, race towards forgiveness from your Lord and a garden, that's paradise, whose width is like the width of the heavens and the earth. So the principle of competition and race, we are really recommended to do that. How to get the, in order, do whatever you want. Compete in a good way, in good deeds. And in Surah Al-Baqarah, this is chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 148, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُلِّنْ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. For each religious following is a direction towards which it faces. So race, so you, telling you, race to all that is good. And this ayah is telling us the way is good deeds, as many good deeds as possible. And race in that, compete. And when you think about it, again, the main resources we compete for in society, in this dunya, what are we competing for? Wealth, money, right? And power, and reputation. I want to be remembered by people in a good way. That's what we compete for. Rarely anything else, actually. You can reduce everything to these three. Maybe you can invent, maybe four. How? The issue is how to compete. It's not don't compete. It is how to compete. We should compete without corruption. That's the answer. We are told this from Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 188. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't eat, don't consume your wealth among yourselves in a wrong way, unjustly. وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ. Don't give it to people in power. For what? لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ. So people in power will side with you against others. And in this case, you are really consuming the wealth of others. بِالْإِثْمِ. And that is really in sin. So paying for any person in power, in this case wealth, but it could be a favor. I do you a favor, you do me a favor. But this is on the expense of other people, whether their characteristic or their wealth also, or their reputation. That is sin. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know that it is wrong. So this ayah, great ayah, is telling us, wait a minute, not only don't bribe each other as individuals, don't even give it to the rulers. Rulers have power over many people. And if they favor you, they open doors for you. That you, your competition with others would be unjust. You would be more favored. You get the contract. In Surah Yusuf, this is chapter 12 of the Holy Quran, verse 73. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين. They said, by Allah, you have certainly known that we did not come to cause corruption in the land, and we have not been thieves. These are the brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salam, peace be to him. When Yusuf, peace be to him, wanted his brother to stay, Binyamin, and he put the measurement in his area of the cargo, then to accuse him of theft, to keep him, in fact. So the brothers of Yusuf are saying to the employees who came to look for it, and they said, "Ma jitna linufsida fil ardi." We did not come here to Egypt to corrupt the land of Egypt. In this case, in this ayah, "Wama kunna sariqin," and we are not thieves, we are not stealing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is equating stealing with corruption. Stealing is taking anything that you don't deserve. The common meaning is money, but it can be anything else. We should not seek for that. That's fasad. And in Shu'aib, Sayyidina Shu'aib, peace be to him, the prophet of Allah, Shu'aib. This is in Surah Hud, chapter 11 of the Holy Quran, verse 85. يقول الله عز وجل وَيَا قَوْمِ أَوْفُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Shu'aib is telling his people, "O my people, give full measure and weight in justice, and do not deprive the people of their due, and do not commit abuse on earth, spreading corruption." The meaning of the ayah, Shu'aib is telling his people, who were famous for cheating in transactions, business transaction. "I sell this commodity, and this is the price. Give me the price. You give me the price, I cheat you in giving you less quality, for example. Or weight, less weight." He said, don't do that. This is fasad. This is corruption. So cheating is corruption, stealing is corruption, taking something that you don't deserve is corruption. Not using legal ways, legal means is corruption. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yuhibbu al-mufsidin. May Allah make us among those who understand His words, His teachings, and may Allah make us among those who listen and obey and do the right thing, inshallah, and ask Him. He is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. عن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله، أي الناس أحب إلى الله، وأي الأعمال أحب إلى الله؟ This is a hadith narrated by the son of Umar. May Allah be pleased with both of them. He said, a man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him, "O Rasulullah, which among us, among people, is most beloved by Allah? And which deed is most beloved by Allah? What does Allah want? What does Allah favor among people and deeds?" فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الناس إلى الله عز وجل أنفعهم للناس. The Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah be pleased with him, answered him. The person Allah loves most is the person who is benefiting people most. And this is the main theme of Islam. If you want to summarize Islam, it's really benefiting people. Starting benefiting yourself, your family, your community, the world. وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. And the best, most beloved deed you can do for Allah to love is to make a Muslim happy. A deed, something to make a Muslim happy with. أو تكشف عنه كربة. Or he is in a problem, in a crisis, and you help him out of it. أو تقضي عنه دينا. And if he is in debt and he cannot pay it, and you are capable to help him get out of the debt. أو تطرد عنه جوعا. And if he is hungry, to feed him. ولأن أمشي مع أخ لي في حاجة أحب إلي من أن أعتكف في هذا المسجد شهرا. And the Prophet والسلام, saying, it is more beloved to me to go with a brother who is in need to help him in his need. This is better for me than staying in i'tikaf in the masjid, his masjid in Medina, for a month. And this hadith was narrated by Ibn Abu Dunya fi Qada' al-Hawaij wa hassanahu al-Albani. And this hadith is a good hadith by Ibn Abu Dunya and was found good hadith by al-Albani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who would win his pleasure and who would win his love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all our deeds pure for him, so we can win the best in this life and in the hereafter. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم.